Next parak of Tilim again is part of only a full halal. Ahavti ki Shema Hashem Eskaili Tachnunai. This is parak Kiftei Zion 116. I love him. I love Hashem. For Hashem hears my voice, my supplications. The Radak is the one that learns, I love Hashem because he hears my voice. On the other hand, there are other approaches to this too. The Gemara in Pesach and Daf Kaf Yud Ches, so the Jewish people declare, I'm beloved by Hashem when he hears my voice. The Medrash says, here we plead with Hashem. Right, be sick and our hearts ache. Not from physical pain, but from love and yearning for you. We're chaylas ava, as we say in Shir Hashirim, we're lovesick. We long and yearn. Hashem, you'll listen to our tefillahs, you'll hear our pleas, and you'll draw us near. Yehita oznali of Yomayakra, because he's inclined his ear to me, so in my days shall I call. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that when you hear something, when you're Shomea, you're hearing from a distance. Being Mata Eisen, inclining the ear's proximity and closeness. So in the beginning, I have to keep Yishma Hashem Eskaili. Hashem listens to me from afar. But by the second pasuk, our relationship has become more intimate. You're whispering in Hashem's ear. He inclines our ear, his ear, to pay attention to everything that we're saying. If you're my Ekra, in my days I shall call. The Radak explains that means in my day of distress, I'm going to cry out. And on the day of my salvation, I'll call out to Hashem with praise. The Sforno explains that whatever the situation, I've learned from my own personal experience that I can constantly call upon Hashem, even when I'm not worthy of his assistance. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. No matter where, no matter what, Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is always present. He's always there and he's always near. It's interesting. The Gemara says, the Kala'im Ha'alal B'chol Yom, if you say Halal every day, it's not a good thing. It's blaspheming and insulting Hashem. Because Halal was only meant to be said on special occasions. Because in that way, we're lowering it to a common song rather than making it something special, precious. The pain of death encircled me. The confines of the grave have found me. Distress and grief I would find. The Rabbanel explains this is Klal Yisrael encircled by violent enemies who seek to destroy us. True then, true now. Matsari Sha'al Matsuni. Mitzarim. Boundaries. Or adversaries. That's really what Mitzrayim is. It's a place of Mitzarim, a place of limitations, a place of Tsar. Place of adversary. It's all the same thing. Whether it's our inner world or our outer world. What we're trying to do is Yetzias Mitzrayim, asking Hashem to save us from those boundaries, those limitations and that pain.